The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
We are holding in Klal Chavav, Dine Kaddish Yosom. We're in the middle of learning the halachos of the recitation of Kaddish, and we are at Os Yud Gimel. Misha mispalo beveis haKnesses o beveis haMedrash Tamid. If one has a set place to daven, he davens regularly at a beis haKnesses place designated for davening only, or at a beis haMedrash, which is used for learning as well, and that is his set place for davening. Imbo lomar kaddish bebeis haKnesses acheres. If he finds himself in a different shul and he would like to say kaddish there, ha'avelim shebesham, the avelim in that other shul, yechaylum letchaysay, they could supersede him. Va'afiluhu b'seich shiva, even if he is within his initial 7-day morning period, the shiva. Nevertheless, the avelim who daven regularly at the other shul could prevent him from reciting kaddish. The gora me'oreach, because he is weaker than an oreach. Ki ha'oreach ein lo makom lehispalel velomer kaddish. If a visitor would come to the shul, he could not be told go elsewhere to another shul in town, because he'd be a visitor there just the same. So the oreach, the visitor within shiva, would be entitled to a kaddish. But this fellow who is a guest here but has a set place to daven in this town has less of a claim, and therefore would be rejected completely. Yudalit. Misha yachol v'ro'i l'ispala lifnei ha'toiva. One who is able and is eligible to daven in front of the teva, yispalel, he should daven as a shliach tzibur, commonly referred to as davening lefnei hateva, because the chazan would normally daven in front of the Iron Kodesh. So if an orphan, an ovel, is in a position to daven for the yamud, to lead the congregation, he should do so. Umayel yoyser mikadish yasom, and this is more beneficial, it is more effective for one's parents. Shaloi niskan el lektanim, kaddish yasom was instituted as a substitute for being a shliach tzibur for ketanim, halachic minors who cannot halachically lead the congregation in prayer. So for them, kaddish was instituted, but if one could do better and actually daven in front of the yamud, he should definitely do that. The Mishnah Berurah notes that there are places where they have a takana. There is a rule that an ovel cannot daven at all, and they have a regular shliach tzibur who would daven instead. And this was done to prevent avelim who are not capable of davening, who don't read well, are not fluent and well versed in the tefilos, to prevent those from davening. And that takana can be upheld and be respected. However, if there's a place without such a takana, then there is a mitzvah for the congregation to allow an avel to daven, because he is benefiting the mace and saving him from the harsh punishment of Gehenim. However, if the avel could absolutely not pronounce the words properly, and the like, then he cannot, should not daven in front of the yomid. Continues the kitzur. Umisha eina yochel ispala kol atfila. If one is not able to daven the entire davening, ispala min asher yuvalitzion ulahalon. He should at least begin an asher yuvalitzion and daven from that point on for the rest of the shachros. Umisha yesh lo ischus yoyser bekadeshim kigoin ben zayin velamed. Those who have priority when it comes to Kadeshim, such as someone within the Shiva or within the Shloshim, over an other within the 12 months, Yesh lo gamkin tzchus yosa b'inatfilo. So they would have priority for when it comes to davening for the Amid as well. Noyagin chain Ovel mispala lifnei ateva b'shabes v'yamtiv. Customarily, an Ovel would not be the Shliach Tzibur, would not be the Chazen on a Shabbos and Yantiv. And this would apply to Musaf of Rosh Chodesh as well. The Vilna Gaon would not allow an Ovel to daven even Shachris on Rosh Chodesh. However, generally speaking, if it's not a Yantif, it's a day when Tachnun is not recited, such as Tu B'Shvat or Tu B'Av, or even Chanukah, the Avel can daven Shachris. He should just not recite Hallel. On Erev Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah points out, an Avel does daven in front of the Yomud, although even Lam Natseach and Kel Erech HaPayim would be omitted on that day. The Prima Gadim suggests that an Ovel should not daven even Mincha or Mayriv on Chol HaMoed. So he seems to opine that an Ovel should not daven any of the tefillos on Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed in some ways has the status of a Yantif. Continues the Kitzur. Achim gam koidem ha'avelus ayodarko leispal b'shabes v'yomtiv. If it was his custom to daven on Shabbos and Yantiv, he was the appointed, designated chazan before the onset of the morning period. Gam bizman ha'avelus yispal. He may continue to daven despite being an avar rachman al islam. So this is a psak of the Kitzur that is actually not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. It is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah regarding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that if there is no one who is able to daven other than the Ovel, then the Ovel will be permitted to lead the Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Tezvav. Shnayim Sheshavim Medin Kaddish. Two individuals who are on equal footing when it comes to Kaddish entitlement. Ushnayim Yechaylim Lehispala Lifnei HaTeva. And they are both capable of davening for the Amud. Umimrutzim B'Shavah L'Kol. And they are equally desirable to the congregation. The Kol would be just as satisfied with one as the Shliach Tzibur as the other. Yatilu Goyrol. They shall cast lots. Sheha echad yispale ladashri uvalatzion. One would daven until ashri uvalatzion. Vasheni yispale ashri uvalatzion. And the second, the loser, so to speak, would daven from ashri uvalatzion on. Vim echad eino yachol lehispale lifnei hateva. If one is not in a position to be the chazan, oisha eino merutzel akol, or he is not acceptable to the congregation, therefore allowing the second to daven without a raffle, without a lottery. Lo hifsid zeh shehispalos chuso bekadeshim. So the one who davened for the Amud does not lose his right to the Kadeshim. And the one who did not daven for the Amud cannot argue that because Reuven, for example, was the chazan, then in exchange for that, he should be entitled to all the Kadeshim. So that is not the case. Reuven only davened because there was no contest. There was no one else who could daven, but they're still on equal grounds when it comes to Kaddish. Umikom makom. Nevertheless, yesh lo levater lehaniach haKaddish lemisha lo espal. It is meritorious, it is recommended that the one who did daven for the Amud should allow the one who did not daven to recite the Kaddish. Umikol shekein laktanim. And he certainly would be appropriate for him, although not absolutely required, to allow a katan, who obviously cannot daven for the Amud, to be the one reciting the Kaddish. Tezayin. Misha hu avel al aviv v'gam alimay. If one is, rachman al etzlan, mourning for his father and his mother, so he needs to recite Kaddish for both. Mikol makom ein lo yischus yoyser betfilos v'kadeshim mishar avel. He nevertheless does not have more of a right and either davening for the Yomud or the Kaddish more than one who is an Avel for one parent only. Mishum dezikaron echad ala lakan lakan. One remembrance would suffice for both parents, for a father and a mother, and therefore he does not have double the rights to Kaddish. Noagin shein omrim Kaddish rak yud aleph chadashim. Customarily, Kaddish is to be recited for only 11 months following burial. Shlo lahazik aviv ve'imo kereshoim. So that as not to maintain or to declare that his father or mother is a Rasha, is a wicked person, the Mishpat Shal Rashayim Hu Yudbeis Chaydesh. For it's the wicked, the Rashayim, who are judged for 12 months, while the average individual who needs to be purged from his Averis in Gehenim would remain there for only 11 months. She'imeis Derech Mashal Yud Shvat. So if a parent, Loyalenu, was nifter on the 10th of Shvat, Poisik Loimar Tes Teves, then the son would cease reciting Kaddish on the 9th of Teves, would be Yud Teves Loyalmar. That is to say that on the 10th of Teves he will no longer be saying Kaddish, Do Ahave Yom Echad Bechodesh Yud Beis, because the 10th of Teves, in this case when the parent died the previous year on the 10th of Shvat, the 10th of Teves would be the first day of the 12th month. V'yom aleph b'chodesh chashuv chodesh. And once he has begun reciting Kaddish in that month, even for one day, it's as if he has entered and has recited Kaddish for the whole month. V'havikilo amar yudbeis chodesh. And therefore, to avoid the impression that his parent is assumed and determined to be a Rasha, he should not recite Kaddish even on the first day of that 12th month. Ule'inyan zem moni miyom akvura velo miyom amisa. The 11 months are counted from the day of burial and not from the day of death. Shim nikvar yud alef shvat. If the parent, Le'alenu, was buried on the 11th of Shvat, as I pesik b'yutavis. In the above example, although the parent died on the 10th of Shvat, but since he was only buried on the 11th of Shvat, therefore the child would only end his recitation of Kaddish the following year on the 10th of Teves. Ki ha-mishpat enei maschal ad lachar kvura, for the judgment on a deceased begins only after burial. V'im hoysa shana me'uberes, and if it was a leap year, poisik Yud Kislev. You know, as if the burial was on the 11th of Shvat, then on the following year he would end Kaddish on the 10th of Kislev, or if the burial was on the 10th of Shvat, he would end the Kaddish on the 10th of Kislev, because that is the completion of 11 months, even though in terms of the calendar year, it is not 1 month before Shvat. V'yoyim zeshu hu poisik boy, and on the day, on his last day for reciting Kaddish, called the Yom Havstaka, he receives all the Kaddishim. Rak lo yartzeit shayach Kaddish echad. A yartzeit would have a right to one Kaddish, v'chein leben shloshim. And a ben shloshim, one within the 30-day period, would also receive one Kaddish. And the Be'er Halacha explains that the Avelim give up their kadeshim on this last day as a reward for ending for this individual ending his 12 months a month early, so to speak, thereby allowing them the kadeshim, all the kadeshim for the next month. So as a token of appreciation, they allow him all the kadeshim on that. Day of Hafsaka, and it's for this reason, points out the Bir Halacha, that he will not supersede a Yartzeit or Ben Shloshim completely, because a Yartzeit or Ben Shloshim would anyways come before him during the 12 months. You know, they have an edge on him, so therefore they're not benefiting by him ending month early, so they're not as indebted to him to give up their Kadeshim to him. If there are several yard sites or those within the 30 days of mourning, then the individual on his last day of the 11 months would still be disqualified completely from reciting Kaddish. Mi sheyodea ba'ava ve'ima shehayu rishoyim, if one knows that his parents were rishoyim, me'oisim shenidoni v'ischoydesh, he's convinced that they are being judged for 12 months in Gehenna. Roi, it is a fitting, u'mechuyav, and he is obligated, sheyomar Kaddish yud beis chodesh. He should continue reciting Kaddish for the full 12 months. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention this point, and the presiding custom is not this way, and that no one is entitled to claim that his parent is a Rasha. Yudches, k'sheyesh harbe aveilim rachmano letzlan. If there are several aveilim rachmano letzlan, azay kedei shelo yavou lidei ketoto sumariva, so as to avoid arguments, squarrels, noyagin baharme, quarrels, noyagin baharme mekaymois sha'imrim beiz oigimo biyachat. It is then customary in many locations for two or three people to say Kaddish together. It sounds like this would be the maximum two or three. And as we mentioned in a previous year, this is the prevalent custom almost everywhere, that many Aveilim recite Kaddish in unison. They should certainly try to say it together and avoid having one being ahead of the other. But in most shuls, with the exception of certain shuls with Menag Ashkenaz and others, the Kaddish is not prioritized, but everyone recites it together. Yutes, im ein bebeis haknesses aveil al avi ve'imoy. If there is no mourner, Baruch Hashem, there's no mourner present in shul who needs to recite Kaddish for a parent, yoymar oisei Kaddish mi she'ein loy av ve'im ba'ad kol meisei Yisrael. So one who does not have a father or a mother, he may say, or perhaps the kitzur means someone who has neither parents still living, le'aleinu, he should recite this Kaddish for all Mesa Yisrael, who have passed away in the last 11 months. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that someone who does have a parent has to ask them as to whether they're makbid, they mind if he says Kaddish, because it's an Ayin Hara, it's a bad omen, and they may take issue with him reciting this Kaddish while they are still alive. When it comes to davening for the Amun, however, one does not have to suspect that a parent may mind. There are places where if there is no mourner present for a parent, then relatives who are mourning their departed relatives would say Kaddish instead, even though the departed relative is not a parent to the one reciting Kaddish. V'gam k'sheyesh aveilim al aviyim ve'imam, even if there are those mourning for a parent, im yesh mi sheroitza loymar Kaddish achar avi zekenoi oiskentoi shemesu beloi banim, if one wants to recite a Kaddish for a grandparent who died without sons and only had daughters, so he is their daughter's son, oi achar bnoi oibitei shemesu beloi banim, or rachman al-tzlan, one wants to recite Kaddish after a departed son or daughter who died childless, or who died without sons, yanichu loy haveilim loy makadishecha, those mourning for a parent who certainly have priority when it comes to saying the Kaddish, they should nevertheless allow him to recite one Kaddish la'achar shehim omru kol echad, after each of the other haveilim has recited at least one Kaddish, then they would permit him one Kaddish. V'yesh mekoymoy shenagu shegam shar kroivim omrim Kaddish afidu b'mokam sheyesh aveilim al aveim. There are those locations where relatives have a right to say Kaddish for a brother, a sister, other relatives, even if it's not a child or a grandparent. And they are entitled in those places to a Kaddish, even when there are those present, who are mourning for a parent. Ela she'oisim pshara b'neihem, they work out some compromise. She'ein omrim kol kach kadeshim k'may ha'aveilim al aveihem. They nevertheless are not allotted the same number of kadeshim as those mourning for a parent. V'hochem b'kol ze achar minig. In regard to all of this, the minig is to be followed. Ubelvachi a minig kavua be'er, as long as it is a set, known, and established minig in that city. Chaf. Habas ein lo loymar kaddish b'beis haknesses. A woman should not recite kaddish and shul for a deceased parent. Achyesh aymrim, there are those who maintain, shim roitzim lasis minyan b'beis, if a woman wants to arrange for a minyan in her home, a minyan of men, that is, in her home, shetor marsham, or reshus b'yadam. She is permitted to do so, v'yesh aymrim d'gam zois ein lasos, those who say that she shouldn't even do that, and that is certainly the accepted halacha in Klal Yisrael today, that a woman does not recite Kaddish. Misha hoya lo yartzeit velo yochay lomar Kaddish. One who was observing a yartzeit, but for whatever reason could not say Kaddish, kugan shahaya b'derech, he was traveling, and shelo higia lo Kaddish, or there was no Kaddish left for him. For example, there was someone in shul who was toch shiva, or there were several people who had precedence over him. Yochel loymar kaddish betfilas arvish shalacha yom hayartzeit. He may recite kaddish at Mairiv following the day of yartzeit. Afal pisha miras hakaddish vatfilos mo'ilos la'avos. Although certainly reciting kaddish and davening for the yom, even more so, benefits one's parents. Mikol mokom ein elu ha'ikar. These are not the primary ways to help and enhance their standing in the next world. Elo ha'ikar hu shehabanim yelchu ba'arach mishar. It is more important that the children follow in the proper path and live their lives in a way where the parents will receive nachas and will be proud of their children. Ki bezehi mezaki mesavos. It is through this that they invoke merit for their parents. Hachi isa bezohar kadosh. We find the following in the Zohar. We'll read the Aramaic and then translate. Ben yechabit av, a son shall honor and promote his parent. Kama de Isa, as it says, Kabe de Savicha Vesimecha, one should honor his father and mother. Vukmua b'mechlo ubishtiyav. And this, the simple understanding of this is that one should honor and benefit a parent through food and drink. Ubekula hai bechayudis chayavay. And this is all possible in the lifetime of a parent. Basa demis. Can one possibly think that after a parent is deceased, then the child is exempt from the mitzvah of honoring one's parent? Lavachi, it is not so. The afagav demis, although the parent died, is chayev beyikro yasir. He is obligated to honor him and to cherish his legacy even more. Dichsiv kabe de savicha. If that son proceeds in a crooked way, he is denigrating, disgracing, shaming his father. He is embarrassing him. However, if that child lives his life in the proper way, and make sure his deeds are perfect, this is bringing honor and glory to his father. He is causing him honor and a good name in this world amongst people. And he is as well bringing him honor and pride in the next world, in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. The Kutcha Brichu Chayes Alei, Therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom will have mercy on the neshama of the nifter, the oisiv lei bikrusaya the korei vada, and the Rabbanu Shalom will seat him in the Rabbanu Shalom's throne of honor. Ad kan lashana. This concludes the excerpt from the Zohar. The yesh lo la'adam letzavos esbanav, and one should leave a will and testament to his children, lahachzik beis mitzvah, instructing them, encouraging them, urging them to uphold a specific mitzvah which he feels is important, v'imekaymen, and if they fulfill that mitzvah and his behest, nechshav yoisim in a kaddish, that is a greater merit to him than the kaddish, because they are upholding this mitzvah due to his will, due to his instructions. V'hita konatova, it is a good method, it is a wise a tactic, gam lemisha ein lo banim lebanos, one who will not have sons reciting kaddish after him, can nevertheless leave a will for his daughters, and if that will is followed, and they increase the observance of Torah and mitzvahs as a result of his request, then that will bring him an aliyah and benefit his neshama in the next world.